Rabotai, Shkaf, everyone for joining. First, just to mention that the shiras I'm giving is Ilu Nishmas, my grandparents. My grandfather's yahrzeit is tomorrow night, Shmi Aseres, Avraham Yezer ben Ritzvi. My grandmother's yahrzeit was a month ago, about Chayyab Bain Abbas, Avraham Yitzchak. Should be a schus for the neshama. It's really a small shir. I'll try to go through it all, but just some of it might be just Pashup Shat, some of it might be necessary, unnecessary, but it's not a Pashup Gemara, and you can spend a lot of time working on the Pashup Shat. I'll try to give you what I think is Pashup Shat, and on that we'll build a little shir. The goal is to try to number one, explain Herbig Vegas Kasha, and with a new Pshat, try to answer it. That's the goal, very simple goal. We'll see if we can do it. As I told Mary before, it's not interactive, so we'll see what we can do. The Gemara says, Gemara brings a machokis, about a sukkah gevoa, esrim amma, is a pasul or not, tanakama is a pasul, we keep Rabbi Yehuda's kosher, you can have higher than 20 ambas high, it's not a problem. Rabbi Yehuda tries to bring a raya to his halacha. His halacha is that it's kosher more than 20, he brings a raya, maisi building amalka, maisa with Queen Hilni, Begud, Shaisa Sukasa Gwas from Yama, Yasram was higher than 20 Amas high. And Zakanim came in, they went back and forth, in and out. I guess she was a very important personage. And they said nothing. So it seems to be, it says it's a Shtikal Raya that even though it was more than 20 Amas high, they didn't say a word. Obviously, it's kosher with more than 20 Amas high. Amrugo, they would have said something if they go into a sukkah. And they see this lady's kind of mitzvah sukkah kitikuna, and she's trying to, and they see there's a mistake, the schach's no good over here, whatever, they'll say something, it's their achrayas to say something. Omrgo, so the Rabban HaChacham said to him, it's not a raya, Misham raya, Isha Haisa Ptur Man HaSukkah, she's part of the sukkah. If you go into a sukkah, and if they walk into the sukkah, and they see she's sitting there, but she's part of the sukkah, it could be it's not a kosher sukkah, so big deal, so they won't say a word. The fact that she said nothing is not a riot. Amalahen, so Rabbi Yehuda responded, it is a good riot. Why? You're right, we're not discussing the fact that they saw her sitting there, but rather they saw it, she had seven children. And there's an achrayas, presumably they were, this time assumes that it's an adult, seven adult children, or at least some of them adults at this point they were assuming. And if you see a person sitting in a sukkah, there are seven kids that need a sukkah, you see it's not kosher, so they should have said something. Va'od, and furthermore, kol ma'aseh ostal pi chacham. And everything she did was according to the rabbis. So, chara, without going into a lot of details over here, I think Pashup Shat seems to be at this point, with the Gemara over here, assume that, what does this line mean? That since she does everything, al pi the rabbis, whatever she does, she asks shailos all the time. She asks, Rabbi, how do you make a sukkah? Is this do like this, like that? How do you do it? Since she did al pi chacham, therefore mishnamis. So the sukkah was kosher. She probably asked the rabbis if she built it properly with the proper advice from the rabbinic authorities. So it's kosher. So mainly you see that was a kosher sukkah. Now the Gemara makes. I'm not going to go into other possibilities right now, but that's I think Pashup Shat. Why? Because the next Gemara's line makes Gemara's kasha makes sense now. Lamali mishnev od kol maaseh os el pi chachamim. The Morris Kash is wanting the second. What is the second v'od? What's the v'od doing over here? So Pash, if it's just another raya, so the Gemara brings a lot of times two rayas. What's the big deal? But Pshat is the Gemara's v'od was Pshat is that it's an outside raya totally. As Rabbi Yehuda tried to bring a raya from the fact that we see they didn't make a machot. That the Gemara shrugged up and said, "What about? What do you mean? She's a lady." To which the Gemara said, "No, it's not a problem." He didn't respond by saying it's a good raya because there were seven kids. But the next thing has no shaykh, it's not supporting, it's not reinforcing the his initial raya, there's a whole different raya. Fine, they didn't have to make a macha, but l'maisa, if she made a sukkah, she made it properly, right? Because she asked the rabbis. So the Morris Kash says, what do you bring this oath for? It doesn't help defend and mechazik your initial raya. Bring different rayas. Why all of a sudden? Well, you gave up all of a sudden, and therefore you bring a different rayas. That's the Gemara's kash. So what are you doing for? There's a second raya would be good, but this is not, it has to be made in the first raya. It has to be supporting the Gemara, answering the Gemara's kasha. That's the Gemara's kasha. I don't think it's going to get to us, but that's not the Gemara's kasha. So therefore, the Maisa were stuck. So I'm sorry, so the Gemara's kasha, so what are you doing for? Hachi kamru. Let's reinterpret the whole Gemara. The whole Maisa says the Gemara. Harkamu, this is the back and forth. There were seven sons, right? Seven sons, L'chora, they should have said something. Ki som rubanim katanim hayu. Maybe you'll tell me they weren't adults, they were katanim, right? They were young sons. Katanim p'turim min asukah, katanim repatim min asukah. And therefore they didn't say anything because there were seven katanim. The fact that they said nothing means nothing because they were katanim, they weren't mechuyim in asukah. And therefore you have no raya. So maybe you'll tell me that. Maybe they were katanim. Does the Gemara know? Says Rabbi Yehuda, kivin the shiva have, since there were seven children, if you do the math, so if you have seven children, unless they were all seven at one time, I guess, right? Some of them seven different times, or some of them different times. So it definitely has to be, says the Gemara, that at least one of the oldest one at least had to be Eina Tzorach Imo. And therefore, we know a katan Eina Tzorach Imo is Mechuyev Mechinuch. You have to Mechanuch the child. And therefore, something should have been said. They should have said something because there's a katan, even if they're all katanim, but the oldest one has to be Mechuyev Mechinuch, Mechuyev Mechanuchim, and therefore they should have said something. The Chitemra. Maybe you'll tell me. No, there's no need to say anything. Why? Because they were only chayiv drabanan. Even if you're the mechuyiv mechinuch, but nevertheless only a chayiv drabanan. Ve'ihi and she drabanan lo meshkol mashkecha, and she doesn't care about drabanan. She's not into drabanan. She doesn't do drabanan. She's not into that. She does the rices, but not drabanan. And therefore, since she's not into drabanan, she doesn't care about them. Therefore, they didn't go ahead and say anything. Maybe you'll tell me that, says Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe you'll tell me that she's not in Rabbanan. Tashma, no. That's what the old means. What does the old mean now? Now it's a whole different interpretation. Old Kol Maaseh, Rosh HaPiacham. No, she does the Rabbi. She likes the rabbis. Everything she does with the rabbis, blessings, she asks them shailas and everything. So Meila, so the Havmin is wrong, that you cannot tell me that she doesn't like Rabbanan. She's in love with the Rabbanan. She asks them shailas all the time. And Meila, therefore, we have a good raya, since she likes Rabbanan, she goes, she does participate, she is an Orthodox Jew that does subscribe to all the rabbinic laws also. So Meila, they should have said something. They walked in, they see that we're not going ahead and Mekayim the Mitzvah Rabbanan, which she has, right? And she does want to Mekayim Mitzvah Rabbanan, Ibn Rabbanan, right, she does our Pi Hachamim. Therefore, they should have said something, because they know she wants to Mekayim it, she wants to Mekayim the Mitzvah. So go ahead and say something. Tell her that the sukkah is no good. So he doesn't say a word. That shows that it's kosher even above 20 amos. That's, I think, Pasha and Gemara both say. That's the Gemara. Let's turn to, let's go to the Gemara in Yuma, in the Pei Beis. Gemara in Yuma says, Gemara brings the Mishnah. The Mishnah says over there that we do train minors, katanim, tinokos and tinok, boys and girls under the age of 12 and 13. We train them to fast, right? But only the shos. The Gemara says only the shos. You know, 8 and 9 is the shos, and 11 and 12 is the full-time rabbanah, whatever. That's the Gemara. There's the mitzvah of chinuch. This is one example of a mitzvah of chinuch that we have to do. Says it Tosi Shanim, Ben Shmona Ben Teisha Mechanchim V'Tinokos, the Mechanich, Koshuli, this is the first Kashi, that's not that important, but I think we should say it over, Koshuli, Darmina Ben Nazir, Perak Misha Omer Harein Nazir, Migaleach, Gemara Ish Madir Es Beno, Ben Nazir, right, the Mishnah over there says that a person's Madiri, he makes his son, or helps his son take an oath of Nazirus, a Neder of Nazirus, Kiresh Lakish. What's the purpose of doing this? The mechanach, get him used to doing mitzvahs. Teach him what it means to be a nazir. Says the Gemara, in bitogo, smash the dafka beno, only your son, not your daughter. Go, the bitogo, I'm sorry, bitogo, so he says that we see from that Gemara, says Tosh Shana, we see your daughter, you're not mechuyim mechinuch. So how come in Al-Gemara does the Gemara say that you mechayev to mechanach your son and your daughter to fasting or shows for training purposes? Well, over there, smash, there's no chiyah for daughter. Yes, shalom with the hustle. I read of dafka linyan zirus. That's only for naziris. That's dafka special over there. you don't have to train your daughter to become a nazir. Aber vada inyan shar mitzvah chayvot kancha. You mechuyev even by your daughter. Vim tomer. Then he has second kasha. Vim tomer. Ha amrina and ha darim kol duchta. Kot nochon veils ein bez musum lafrisho. The famous sugi and shas. Famous halach and shas. Everyone knows. Cotton ochon the veilos. If you see a cotton eating the veilos, he's eating tray for food. Bezin is not mechuyev rafrisho. Bezin not mechuyev to imafrishim. They walk by, they see him eating, they see a cotton, right? They see a cotton shagi or chinuch, any type of cotton, and they see he's eating some tray for food. They can just keep on walking by. There's no mitzvah. There's no schayvus. Rather, I should say, no, it's not. They're not mechuyev, not mitzuva. Rafrisho to tell him to stop, to take it away from him. This we pass like this in Shin Mem Gimel in Shulchan Aruch or Chaim. That not mechuyev, basically not mechuyev. Says the Gemara, says the Tosfos Shanim rather, hash the chenuchim mechanchinan. If in Al Gemara we see that you mechuyev, there's a mitzvah of chinuch by a son, by a young child, by katan, afrushay meisur miboy. Avad is much worse. It's a kal v'chomer. If you mechuyev to go out and do whatever you can to train him, he's not doing anything wrong now, but you want to help him get into the mitzvah, so you go train him. It's a mitzvah like that, as we see in Al Gemara in Yuma, gotta be fasting. So for sure, there should be a pasha obligation to stop someone from doing something treif. That's even worse. He's doing an Easter right now. Forget about training for the future. Right now, he's doing an Easter. He's misasi to be served. So how can you say bezin am mechuyev? How can it be this lechiyev chinuch? So his first teretz is, that's, I don't want to read inside. It's inter very chiddush dikah teretz, but his teretz basically is that chinuch only applies in a positive way to train him. But when it comes to seeing someone doing an Easter, there's no mitzvah chinuch. Therefore, even though there is chinuch, there's no Easter. There's no din of afrusha misur. Okay, that's a tremendous chiddush, but beautiful. That's the first teretz. Let's go to the second teretz. V'ri, I think it's V'ri Omer. The Ri says, teretz number two, the last middle-sized line, V'ri Omer, the chinuch hoshach el ba'ov. There's a big difference, right? The Gemara and Al Gemara is talking about by the father. There's a mitzvah chinuch hatinokos im anosam im chuit mechanachem l'shos at certain age. That's by the father. There's only mitzvah chinuch for the father. Avo b'yadam acher goshayach be'chinuch. Doesn't apply to Bezdin, someone else, right? Other people. Doesn't apply. There's no misochina by other people. So therefore, Kachnami ain't this harm rafrisho. Therefore, Enochaf, there would be a misochina of the Mechuit Mimafrishim. He holds like the initial Kavachomer, right? That Mimafrish is more Chomer than Mimachanachim. But Ramayas, there's no misochina at all by someone else. And therefore, in the case of Katan Ochne Velos, when a Bezin is not Mechuyev to be Mafreshim, because Bezin has no Chiyuv Chinuch. But a father, let's say a father passes by and sees a son in Treif, they have to be Mafreshim because of the Chiyuv Chinuch. That's how we answer the Kasha. Now he seems to be bothered by a different Kasha based upon this. What about Hilni Amalka, the famous Gemara which we learned before? The Gemara of Hilni Amalka, Sheyoshvahi B'Shiva Boneha B'Sukkah, and she was sitting in the Sukkah. So this kasha, what's going on over there? We learned the whole Gemara before that she was sitting for the purpose of the mitzvah of chinuch, and the shalos should Rabban go ahead and stop them and yell it and tell her what's going on, not stop but correct her and tell her what that's is a pasul sukkah. Why is what's the shalos over there? What do you mean? But we just now said that there's no chiyuv on bezdin. There's no chiyuv on an outsider to go ahead and bezdin do it. So why over there is there a mitzvah? Because the Gemara says a mitzvah on Hilni Amalka to go ahead and train them, and therefore they should have corrected her and told her what's going on. That's his implied question, right? What's going on, Hilni Amalka? Why was there a chiyuv to mechanech her children? Shem ha'yom av v'chincham b'kach. So teretz number one, it could be it was the father someplace. The Gemara doesn't mention it, but it could be it was the father. The father was Machanach, then maybe he was there. Well, I'm not sure exactly what he means, but there was the father there. And the father had Mitzvah Chinuch, and he wasn't Mekanah Mitzvah properly, and therefore, the Chacham should have said something. Even if there was no father, Ruyitz is not sure, but let's say there was no father. Mechanach HaMung Mitzvah Bi'alma. She's the only one. There's no father died. He's not around. He's not nothing to deal with. But nevertheless, still makes sense. Keres number two, he says, because Haisa mechancha mitzvah b'yalma. She was mechancha for mitzvah. I assume what that means. I think Pasha Pshat is. I think it's the Pshat, not just Pasha Pshat. I think Pshat is that because like Eina mitzvah v'yosa. No, she wants to do the mitzvah. There's such thing as a mitzvah chinuch in the belt. She wants to train. There's such thing as training children to do mitzvahs, you know. She's pater. She has no chiyuv. Fine. The father has the chiyuv. And the father's chiyuv, Bez is not mechuyuv, as he said before, but the father's chiyuv is meilus. She wants to mechanach them. She wants to do the mitzvah of getting him into the sukkah. That's what she wanted to do. Right? It's not her mitzvah, but it's not worse than any mitzvah yosa. She's like any mitzvah yosa person. She's not mitzvah. She's not mechuyuv and mitzvah shofar, but she doesn't because she wants to do the mitzvah b'yalma. She wants to get a mitzvah. It's not her achrayus, but that's why she did it. That's why she wanted to do it. On a shtickel sidebar, which I'm not sure, it might be related, I'm not sure exactly, just to understand what the back of the Havnas got over here, is the Tosri Yazvakin, Tosri Shanim rather, sees all of a sudden a bomb kasha on Hilni Amalka. What happened? He was just not mechadish one thing, Bezin not mechuyif. Well, so let me ask you, Shaila. Ramaisa, we know there's a big machokus, big tumult in the Velt. I think it's a machokus Shoshana, I'm not sure whether or not we know a father's mechuyiv, Bez is not mechuyiv to mechanach the child, katan. What about the mother? So if you check it out, check out, I think it's machokus Rishonim, but just to bring it out, the Mishnah Berurah in Shimem Gimel, when the mechaber says that a father is a chuyiv to go and mechanach his son, the Mishnah Berurah says that it's not so pasha. What about an im? What about a mother? Not so pasha. Pasha, the Gemara, there's a Gemara Nazir which talks about it, and Rabbi Shlokish over there seems to say that the mother has no chiv. So I think some Rishon would say that that's only Rabbi Shlokish. Rabbi Yochanan argues, it's not clear if there's a machokis. And pasha, we pass in the mother has no chiv, but it's a machokis, it's a shayla. So what did the Toshanim hold about that shayla? Rabbi Tosis Shoshanim, what do you hold? Does the mother have a chiv or not? Before he got to this Gemara, what did he hold? If he held that a mother has no chiv, it's not you have a kasha, you know, on Hilni Amalka. What's the chiyuv over there? We're talking about the mother doing your chiyuv of chinuch for her children. So if you have a kasha, if there's no chiyuv, so what's the one we're talking about? Elamai maybe holds that there is a chiyuv. And he sees from this Gemara there's no chiyuv. But what do you mean? How do you see from this Gemara as a bezdin? Bezdin is not mechuyiv, but it could be bezdin not mechuyiv, a father's mechuyiv, and a mother's also mechuyiv. So what's the right, why is he so nervous now? He sees that we just part from this Gemara, from his piece of Torah, that there's no chiv on Besdin. Why? But there's chiv on the mother. What's the child? They were talking about the mother. It says, Ihi. The child's, her achrayas to mechanach her children, she has a chiv. So if she has her own independent chiv as a mother, the fact that you see Besdin not mechuyiv doesn't reflect back to the mother. So the Chorah Pashup Shad, I think, is, Pashup Shad is that he holds. Like the Gemara in Nazir's Masha Pashas, that there's no chiyuv for a mother to mechanach her child. Therefore, Hilni makes sense. There's no chiyuv. Elamai, but it could be if Bezin mechuyiv. Bezin is the same thing. Lechor is Achir. Somebody should bring that. Bezin's Achir. Someone else. She's not worse than a Bezin. So there's no special chiyuv. Her father is his number one chiyuv. Mother has no chiyuv. But a mother could have a chiyuv else being an Achir, else being a Bezin. I'll bring someone else. Someone else passes by. Right? So I'm not a Bezdin. Bezdin means some outside mature adult who's a responsible person. So before this Gemara, before this piece of Torah, Tosh Shamur said that there's a chiyuv on the mother because she's an outsider. She is mechuyuv. Fret Tosh Shamur, I just spire from this, from my back and forth Kash and Teretz, Tosh Shamur says that we see it's not true. Bezdin has no chiyuv. If Bezdin has no chiyuv, She we know already before had no special chiv, but if Bezin has no chiv, she has no chiv al sacher. So I don't say the Gemara now. Before this Gemara, before this back and forth, he would have said that, well, she has her chiv because she's an acher. Bezin has the chiv. But from this Gemara, we see there's no chiv on Bezin. There's no chiv on Bezin. So how do you go ahead and say the Gemara? The Gemara is mashver. There's the chiv. Hilni Amalka. She had a chiv. She might have liked the chiv, not liked the chiv. But Ramaisa, that's his kasha. Which he says, and achrami, there's no chiv. There's no chiv misidat. Misidat, as we knew before him, there's no chiv misad bezin, there's an acher. But Ramayi, she didn't miss a b'yalma. That's the Tosh Shalom, I think. Pashup Shalom, Tosh Shalom. Okay, rebels, let's move along. We're almost finished. Let's go back to more in Sukkah. Let's go to the Rabbi Gveger. There's a famous Rabbi Gveger over there on the spot, on the blot, on the daf, giving a shas. And he asked the kasha, based upon he quotes the Toshan that we just now learned, the second terrace, the last line. It's on the side, on the bottom over there, in the Gilin Hashas. Ayin Yum is that pay bays, on bay, Toshanim, their masul, ben, shmon of Mashakosasham, Hoysam, Machancham, Lomitsu Bialma. That's how we learned. He was Machanach them. It's not Mitzvah. She was Machanach them, Lomitsu Bialma. The Koshali, Fretter Big Vager. And he ends up with a Sorachi and Godos. It's very scary, Rabbi Gveger, right? Sorachi and Godos. You have to be kind of crazy to try to answer Sorachi and Godos, right? Anyway, but Lamaisa, he asked the Kasha. The Koshuli. The Eich Armin Besugyan. If we see that, if Toshan holds that Bezin is not Mechuyev, the Mechanech, and she's not Mechuyev to Mechanech, there's no Chiyev Mitzad anybody but the father. Eich Armin Besugyan. The Chitame Kotan Shein Sorach Imo, Mirabonu the Mechayev. Ravida was saying, maybe you'll tell me, as we learned more before, maybe you'll tell me that, you know, a cotton, she's rochimbo, she's chayv rabbanan, vim rabbanan lo ashecha, and she doesn't care about rabbanan, she's not mukhi, she doesn't care about rabbanan, it's only chiv rabbanan, the whole chiv, and she doesn't care about rabbanan, tashma vi od, that she cares about rabbanan. Vet gwin ashas, vafi rabbanan lo mechayvus, forget about it, there's no deraisa, there's not even rabbanan, ilo chanach osam. The Toshim just now told us the second terrace that there's no chiyav on this lady and his mother to machanach her children. So what's going on? He's saying he has a whole piece of Torah of Yehuda. Well, you know, we're not sure. Is there a chiyav? Maybe you'll tell me it's only Rabbanan. She doesn't care about it. No, she cares about it. Forget about it. Caring or not, there's no chiyav. There's no mitzvah. According to Toshim's second terrace, as opposed to his first terrace, right? There's absolutely no chiyav for mother to machanach her children. Even if she's an acher, a bezdin, or a mother, whatever, there's no chiyav. There's no chiyuv, so what's Al Gemara talking about? What is Al Gemara talking about? The Gemara is Kor Mashma, that she's Mechuyev. Bomb Kasha, right? We're fine, Rabosai? Okay. Now, Rabosai, I have a little shower, Rabosai. Lemaisa, the way Rabbi Gveger is learning the Gemara is that it's talking about, is there a chiyuv or not? Is there a chiyuv? And maybe there's a chiyuv only Rabbanan. Elamai, but no, she's lo ashkach, she doesn't care about this mitzvah, she doesn't care about Rabbanans. And Megla said, no, Teresh, she does care about it. I never heard of such a weird Gemara in my life, Rabbi Osai. What's the Gemara saying? That, you know, maybe the Rabban didn't make up machab because she doesn't care about Rabbanans. Come on, Rabbi. I mean, she's a frum lady. I never saw a Gemara like this in Gan Shas. She's a frum lady. She loved the Jews. If you know the history of Shtickle about the Munbaz and Hilni, you know, they were Gayer, they were converts, and she was a frum lady. She supported them, gave a lot of money to Stucker, to support all the projects, whatever. She's a regular lady. So all of a sudden, we say, well, maybe it's not right, because maybe she doesn't care about frum, about the whole business. Doesn't care about it. I mean, how can you say such a thing? But how? In fact, Lemaisa Rabosai, the Pnei Yeshua is bothered by this kasha, right? This is what Pnei Yeshua on the page over here. Pnei Yeshua is bothered by this kasha right in the first couple lines. So he says a little better. He says, no, Nira, why should I assume the lo ashkecha, that maybe she's not mashkiach? There's Nira, mishunda haskedim yadu v'lo mashkecha. That's not that maybe it's no raya because maybe she wasn't the She wasn't someone who cared about Rabbanan. No, if I cared. Weird, our Gemara review is just saying maybe it's no riot because maybe you'll tell me the rabbis of those times knew that she doesn't care about Rabbanan. And Meila, Lam Lodavar. The Mutav Shitate Shogeges, because if she doesn't care, so we don't want to tell her because she doesn't like this mitzvah, doesn't like Rabbanan, and therefore we shouldn't tell her Mutav Shishogim Vlom Yizidin. That's what Rabbi Yehuda's Havmina was, that maybe the rabbis, not just now, maybe she doesn't care, but maybe the rabbis, you know, knew at that time she didn't care about mitzvah Rabbanan. And therefore, if that's true, the rabbis didn't make a macha, because you don't make a macha if you make her a mezidin, keep her as a shogeg. Don't make a macha then. That's how he says, Pshat in the Gemara. It's still a little mud, as you'll see sooner, both in the, I don't know if you go through Hopne Yeshua, but it's still a little mud. Because why should we assume that, you know, that's not a rabbi? Because maybe the rabbis knew. I mean, whenever chosh that maybe a frum lady is not, doesn't care about her bunnin, and therefore they won't say anything about it because it won't help, and they'll be mezid and not shogun, why should you assume that? He himself, Rabbi Hopne Yeshua, I don't want to go through the whole next piece over here, but the next piece he goes into, and he says, in the Chori, you have to make a split between different level of Rabbanans, the Raisa, which Rabbanan interpret, versus Rabbanan, which is Meikra Rabbanan, based on the Gemara Menei Obey. But he says, the Mais is all Dochuk. He doesn't mean calls it Dochuk. I think it's Dochuk, that's what he's saying, because this Pshat in the Gemara, reading the Gemara, tells us, means that for some reason we're being Choshesh, that a regular Rabbanan she doesn't like. A higher level Rabbanan, which is telling the Raisa she does like. She is Maksha. Why should we do this? These splits, and if she's a Rasha, she won't like the Raisa either. It's not the Raisa, it's Rabbanan of the Raisa, because Rabbanan interprets Halacha Moshe Messina, whatever Shana Pnei Yeshua is. But so he says it's Dochuk. That's what he says. Of course, Dochuk. I think it's Dochuk also. The Maestro Bosa, if it's Dochuk, so I don't understand Rabbi Gevager. To me, I have a push of terrorist Rabbi Gevager's Kasha. Because he read the Gemara wrong. He's assuming that the Gemara means that maybe the chiyuv of chinuch is on Rabbanan. She doesn't like Rabbanan, so maybe so that's why he didn't say anything. That's dochuk. Why should she like Rabbanan? Chara pashup shat, this is why I learned pashup shat after the Tos Shanim, there is no chiyuv on the mother. There's no chiyuv on achas. There's no chiyuv on besed. Nothing. The Gemara never meant as a chiyuv. What the Gemara meant was like this. The Gemara meant that the chik tamer cut and shein sorach imba with rabbanon of the mechayev. The whole mitzvah is a rabbanika mitzvah, elamai. But you know she wants to do as Toshan says. She wants to do a mitzvah b'yalma. Ena mitzvah b'yalsa. She wants to grab the mitzvah because there's a mitzvah of chinuch in the belt, right? My the father has a mitzvah chinuch. I don't have a mitzvah. My husband has a mitzvah of hearing the shofar. I don't have. I want to hear the shofar. I also want to do the mitzvah chinuch. That's Toshan said, right? So says the Gemara's clearing, but that's only if she wants to do those mitzvahs. So if she wants to do it, so the Rabbanan will tell her, listen, you're not doing it right. If she doesn't want to do it, she doesn't care about it, the Rabbanan not going to say anything. So what the Gemara says, according to Tosfos Shanim, is that, grant, there's no chiyuv, there's no mitzvah on her part. There never was a havmit to have a mitzvah. They knew there's no mitzvah. But since the whole mitzvah, bat smuso, which the father has, the only Rabbanan, so maybe she doesn't care to try to make sure she's Makayim, she wants to grab a mitzvah drabbanan. I don't know, that's a hecha madreig already. Maybe she only cares about the rices to Makayim enam mistuviosis. That's the Gemara saying, very posh of shot. So number one, his shot is dochuk, and you may tell Shem Shver, just learn posh of shot in the Gemara, which I thought was posh of shot, right? That the whole issue is, does she care about the Makayim Einam suviosis by drabbanas or only by the rices? To which the Gemara says, don't, the chitay, maybe you'll tell me she doesn't care about drabbanas, the mekayim, the einam suviosa. Kamashma, the Gemara says, no, but the tashma, well, that she cares about drabbanas, therefore she wants to do those also. Therefore the rice is back, the drabbanas should have said something. So what's Rabbi Vegas kasha? Pashashan the Gemara, his own reading is shver, as the Pnei Yeshua said it is, and the pashashan, according to Pashashan, is that there's no chiv. But just Enem Suviosa, and they're clearing, does she want to do Enem Suviosa? The Gemara is beautiful. What's his kasha? Okay. So, Chora Bosai, I'm stomp poitering. What I'm saying is totally ridiculous, right? Why? Because Rabbi Vager knows that came from the Gemara. You can't say the Gemara is clearing that they should make a macha to enable her to do properly the kiyum of Einam Suviosa, even where she cares. Because if that would be true, so let's go back to the first line of the Gemara, the second line of the Gemara. The Gemara says, the Gemara tried to bring a riot. We see they walked into the sukkah and didn't say a word. Says the Gemara, what do you mean didn't say a word? She's an Isha, she's Patam Sukkah. Patam Sukkah, what do you mean? But she wants to do the mitzvah sukkah. Right? It's a mitzvah deraisa, she wants to make the mitzvah sukkah. So therefore, what do you mean they shouldn't stay in today? But she wants to do it, so what's the whole Gemara's knockoff initially? If they should have made a macha because they want to help her make a mitzvah, which she's not mechuyev to do, it's only a mitzvah yosa, so So the whole Gemara's knockoff initially wasn't a knockoff. You don't need all the Ketana business. Just say they want that she wants the Ketana mitzvah sukkah, and they want to help her out, so they have to make a machah. Obviously, the Rabbi Kivaker knows that the Chacham will never go ahead and make a machah. Maybe it's political, I don't know why, whatever the reason is, right? They wouldn't make a machah, they wouldn't tell her, they wouldn't correct her and tell her what to do, how to do it right. If she's not mechuyev, that's the Gemara's kash initially. She's patura min a mitzvah sukkah. She's patura min a mitzvah sukkah. They're not going to say anything about it, so it's puzzle sukkah. So she tries or whatever. That's not their business. They don't make sure people can do. If not asked, they don't go ahead and tell people you're doing it wrong and you want to do it properly. They don't do that. That was according to the Gemara Meneo Bay more from the beginning. Therefore, when he gets to the bottom of the Gemara, he knows that the Gemara is also not talking about Enem Suviosa, but rather the Gemara is talking about actual Chiyuv. They have a Chiyuv to tell her if she's not doing the mitzvah, to which she asked, but according to Telshon, there's no mitzvah. So therefore, my teretz is definitely no good. And L'chora, both are not just that, but L'chora, I forgot to mention before, but when we said Rabbi Vega's kasha before, L'chora was just a Lashon kasha. I saw that Aruch Haner brings the kasha as a Lashon kasha, that the kasha was, you know, the Gemara is going Rabban, that she cares not. It's not even Rabban, there's no chiv at all. L'chora, both are, he's asking a much stronger kasha than what we're saying now. He's mamish asking a kasha, not just on the Lashon, how is it the... It's not Rabban. The Gemara's kasha was, Rabbi Gemara's kasha was, that since she's putter from the mitzvah totally, so forget about the Gemara's lashon, but there's no reason why the Rabbanan should go ahead, even if she is ashkacha, even according to Gemara's teres that she does care about the mitzvahs. But so what? But since she's putter, the rabbis don't say a word, as we saw from the first Gemara. So Rabbi Gemara's kasha is mamish abam kasha. Not just on the Lashon, like the Aruch Haner and other people, I think, seem to indicate that it's just the Kasha and the Lashon. But of course, it's a much bigger Kasha, at least bigger than I thought it was initially, right? And the whole Gemara. What's the Gemara's terrorist? The Gemara says maybe it's Rabbanim, maybe she doesn't like it. No, she does like it. Who cares? She's not Mechuyev. She's not Mechuyev, so they're not going to make a Machod, they're not going to correct, they're not going to instruct her, tell her how to do it. So we're back where we started from, not just the Kasha and the Lashon, but what's Rabbi Yehuda's Raya? That L'chur Abosa is Rabbi Vega's Kasha. So far, so good. Don't answer that question. Okay. So we're almost finished our bosei. Let's go back to the Pnei Yeshua. The last couple lines. There's really three parts of the Pnei Yeshua. The first part, which we mentioned inside. The second part, which talks about Rabban Daraisa, Kein Daraisa. And the last part, El Korcha. I'm sorry. V'yoter Nira. Let's read this for our bosei. To me, it was a very hard Pnei Yeshua to read. Maybe you'll help me out, maybe later on. But I think I know Pshat, but it's not a Pesh Pnei Yeshua. Let's read it together, Abosai. So again, he doesn't like what he said before. It's dochuk, right? The whole, what's the Gemara talking about? Why should it be kosher? What's going on? And the Rabban were kosher, not the Kein Daraisa. What's he doesn't like it? V'yoter Nira. The had the kamer v'chi temru. I, Rabban ro ma'ashkecha. That which... Maybe you'll tell me that she doesn't care about Rabbanans. What does that mean? Hainu. Not like I thought before, like a Big Vega thought, or like we thought all before that, you know, she doesn't care about Rabbanans. Chas v'shalom. Big Vega said, Pnei Yeshua said, it's dochuk to say that. Hainu, but rather, hainu lefi, she'ein ha'ein mitzuvah charech b'no el'ov. Right? Because only the mother's mechuyev. The mother's not mechuyev. The father's mechuyev, not the mother. Mishum hachi kamer kol maaseh la'asel api hacham. As the Gemara is gufa clearing, right? The Gemara is saying that maybe she's not mechuyev. The Gemara is gufa saying she's not mechuyev at all. To which the Gemara says, no. She cares. What do you mean she cares? What does that do with the chi? What's the back and forth? Again, I will say, Yos near the hada kamer the chi same room. Iyu b'rabban lo mashecha. She doesn't care why fish ain't ha'em besuva. There's no chiv upon her. She doesn't care because she has no chiv. To which the Gemara answers, Mishum hachi kamer kol maaseh la'asel al pi hacham. These are according to the rabbis. Vim kein al habezin muto l'chancham midra amru davar maaseh shaparaya. So I think what he's saying about both is, it's a little hard to read, but I mean, it's hard to figure out, but I think what he means is very, very clear about this, I think. Medina, she's not mechuyev. She's not mechuyev. The shaila is, does she care, like a in a mesuviosa, like we wanted to say? Does she care about this mitzvah? Would she like to mekayim it? Does she want it? Does she want to see it happen? No, I don't want this mitzvah. Not for me. Don't bother me. I don't want to hear from it at all. Says the Pnei Yeshua Gevalt al Chiddush, I think what he's saying is that if a lady cares, a lady who's not mechuyev, but she cares about the mitzvah, she wants to do it, or she has a liking to it, she's not negative. I can't tell you exactly how to uptight you exactly. But if that's true, now Besen is a chiyuv. If she doesn't like the mitzvah, Besen is exempt. Like Tosfos Shlomo says, there's no chiyuv. There's no automatic natural chiyuv for Besen. There's a chiyuv for father. There's no chiyuv for the mother. There's no chiyuv for Acher. No chiyuv for Besen. No one has a chiyuv except for the father. But there's one, like I guess maybe second or third level type chiyuv. It's hard to explain exactly, but authority means that, you know, it could be maybe I'll use the word tikkun olam, whatever, you know. You know, Bezin has an achrayus, take care of, you know, of the world, of people, of little kids. They want to have a nice B'nai Torah being brought up in the world, right? So that's totally not a B'chal independent Shaila. They're not Mechuyev. There's no Chiyev on Bezin. But in a situation where the mother, where there is no father, and the mother wants to go ahead with like, is happy with the mitzvah. She's not goashva. She doesn't disdain or not like the mitzvah. Don't bother me with this. If she says, don't bother me, she doesn't like it, then it's not business problem. There's no chiv. And I might try to help out, but I'm not going to get involved over here. I have to fight with the lady, the mother, she doesn't want it. I can't get involved in that. It's not my job. But if there's a, if the lady is happy with this mitzvah, and she'll be happy when I tell her that, you know, go ahead, you're not doing the mitzvah properly, the kids are not being mechunach properly, it's not a kosher sukkah, then Bezen is an achrayus, there's a chi of them. That's fair, that's what Yeshua says, right? I'm just trying to give you the svar with the connection, but he says that their mitzvah of chinuch is not, is, you know, he agrees, Tosh Shana, there's no absolute chi of, right? That's correct. But he says, but their mitzvah of chinuch is totally, their secondary mitzvah of chinuch is totally on whether or not the mother is happy with this mitzvah. She's an mitzvah, she doesn't care about the mitzvah, I mean, she's not mechuyev in the mitzvah, but if she likes the mitzvah, if she wants it to happen, so I guess maybe, I don't know if I've shown the svar, that she won't be resistant to the bezin coming in and making her life miserable and get the ladders and make it higher, get some moschach, and you know, you can't eat for a while, I don't know, right? But then they have a chiyuv. So that's the Gemara means, according to Bnei Yeshua. So he read the Gemara like we did. We're not talking about chas v'shalom, b'choshesh, a lady is, you know, doesn't want a mekayim or mitzvahs, that's crazy. That's doch, he says. So what the Gemara is discussing, no, she definitely has no chiyuv. The Gemara's only shaila is, does she have a liking to the mitzvah? That will determine whether or not the bezin is a chiyuv. That's the Gemara saying. The chiyuv, heimru, katan, shenu, sorach, imo, mirabanu, mechai, the whole chiyuv in the velt in general, not by her, but by the father, let's say, is mirabanu. V'i, but she herself, I don't care about rabbanan, and therefore the rabbis wouldn't have, therefore bezin has no chiyuv at all. Bezin has no chiv because she's against it. Therefore, Bezin's pater also, and therefore they didn't make a macha. Tashma, yod kol maaseh lo oseh l'piacham. No, she likes the rabbi. She likes the rabbinic stuff. She'll be very happy if Bezin comes in and says, you know, tells the rabbis, tell her that, you know, you should do it a little differently because the schach's too high, make it lower. She's very happy about that. Therefore, that makes a chiv upon them. Once they have a chiv, they should have made a macha. They should have said something. They should have instructed her what the proper approach is. So basically, he's reading the Gemara like us, but with the added benefit because it's different. There's the Gemara before by if a lady is putter in sukkah, if a lady is putter, there's no mitzvah chinuch. You know, it's not there's not mechuyev. There's no way that mechuyev to take care of her mitzvah, right? Therefore, the Gemara before said, then I could help her do stop ena mesuviosa. That they would never do, right? If she's putter. Before we get to the kids, so the Bezin's putter, she's putter, and Bezin will never go ahead and make a tumult because she wants to make Edmund Suvioza. That's not my problem. I'm not going to get involved, and you know, it's not my place. That's the Gemara before. But the Gemara over here is on mitzvah chinuch. So if there's a mitzvah, if there's an inyan of chinuch which she likes, then Bezin mechuyev to get involved. As opposed to getting involved with her, they have to get involved with the kids' mitzvah chinuch. And if she's happy with it, they have a chiyuv. So Chora both said that. We just took care of the Rabbi Vegas Kasha, right? Okay, so Chiddush Nifla, so it's not a, he probably argues in this halacha. Now he doesn't agree with halacha, but if we read the Gemara like Pnei Yeshua does, Rabbi Gregory has no kasha, because everything's beautiful, right? The Gemara tells Sharm is right. There is no mitzvah of chinuch on the on the bezin or on the mother or anybody except for the father. There's no mitzvah chinuch at all. Elamai, Rabbi Gregory has a kasha. What do you mean? So why should they make a macha? Teres is once she is machshavit, then they have a mitzvah of chinuch. That's the famous Pnei Yeshua. I'll just try to explain the Hezber, but the Chora. Now, I will be honest with you, Rabosai. I think, I'm not sure. I didn't see it inside, but I mean, I saw inside the notes on the newest Pnei Yeshua, which has a lot of notes, not the one which has a couple of notes, but the one which has a lot of notes on the bottom. So I think he assumes, I think incorrectly, he assumes that this Pnei Yeshua, who says mitzvah of chinuch, is only the shitas of the first Teresh and Tosh Hashanah, there's a chiyuv mitzvah of Bezin, that the Bezin is a chiyuv to mechanech them, and therefore he says that Bezin is a chiyuv over here also. But according to the second Teresh, which we're trying to explain to defend Rabbi Gregor, to enter Rabbi Gregor's kasha, there's no mitzvah of chinuch on Bezin, so this wouldn't apply. I think he misread the whole Pnei Yeshua, okay, at least this guy in the bottom, I don't know who he is, right? I'm sure he's a big Talmud Chacham, but I think he misread it. Pnei Yeshua Fakir is just the opposite. He's going only in the second terrace. In the second terrace, there's no mitzvah on Bezin, but there is some kind of secondary chiyuv which is toy upon her being Merutza. So you can fight about that if you want, but I'm not sure. I think he quotes Aruch Haner, so I'm not sure if Aruch Haner read it his way. I'm not sure. I just saw it today, this afternoon. I couldn't find Aruch Haner. We couldn't find one back in the yeshiva, so I don't know where to look. But the Maisha both say so. So I think what we did in the shir was we basically reinterpreted pshat and Rabbi Gevager. In other words, we got rid of the pasha pshat just on the lashon. It's more of a kasha on the lumbus on the whole sugya of how could you make a how why should they make a macha because the ma'aseh is no chiyuv at all. We put Pnei Yeshua in, which I think using my pshat and Pnei Yeshua, I think that would answer Rabbi Gevager using our initial approach, but adding a little caveat of that one's telling the other. And good. Thank you both for listening.